News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, say nothing. That seems to be the view of Irish people when it comes to insurance fraud, as a recent survey found that less than 30% of us would report a suspected fraudulent claim. Moya Murdoch is the Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland, who joins us now. Moya, are you surprised by this?
I am a little bit surprised from the findings, Shane. We had our fraud conference last week, and on foot of that, we had commissioned this research. If you look on a positive side, you could say that two-thirds of people are prepared to make a report. So I think we do look for the positives in it, and hopefully we are changing attitudes towards insurance fraud. But it was surprising, some of the results that were coming out of the research.
What is it, an historical thing? Is it the kind of the fear of being branded an informer, which obviously 100 years ago and maybe even less was something nobody wanted to be called in this country?
I think there is an element of that, most definitely. I think the Irish have maybe an aversion to authority or the authorities. And we had a very interesting insight from a criminologist last week, John Dean O'Keefe, who talked about the actual cultural issues that maybe underpinning the fraud attitudes of a small proportion of Irish people. But there is an element of the Irish psyche that maybe does have its origins and historical attitudes towards fraud from years gone by.
Is there also a bit of an ambivalence towards insurance fraud? Sort of no one's really getting hurt and I'm certainly not going to get involved.
No, I would say the ambivalence has really changed over years because everybody is impacted by the cost of insurance in Ireland, and I think the public are very exercised in what is driving the cost of insurance in this country. So I do believe that ambivalence is changing. I think people are galled when they see some of these cases that come before the courts. More recently, we saw last week four individuals have their case thrown out in a blatant case of fraud. And I think attitudes have really changed. Insurance Ireland and our members have been working with Garda Síochána, and we've signed up to a new memorandum of understanding to tackle fraud. All of the insurance companies have their own dedicated teams fighting fraud, and it's their day-to-day job to identify fraudulent cases coming in, and I think the public are behind that, and I think everybody takes comfort when they see in the media cases getting thrown out and people being caught committing fraud and exaggerating or making false claims in the courts.
Okay, so what would your message be to people this morning, Moya?
My message is that the industry takes fraud very seriously. We are well equipped to tackle it, and we will take action, and we will fight cases that we see as fraudulent, and we will report them to the guards. And we would welcome anybody to make a report of suspected fraud through our insurance confidential line or to the guards, whatever they feel more comfortable with, or their insurance company, but to be assured that we will fight it, and we are committed to doing everything in our power to bring down the cost of insurance, and that includes tackling fraud across the board.
Are you as committed to bringing down the cost of premiums? Because people say there's a very slow correlation, for example, between a drop in the awards being given to people and a corresponding drop in premiums.
I think last week's central bank report on motor insurance in particular demonstrates that premiums are coming down and they're continuing apace.
Slowly.
I think they're at their lowest level now since 2017, down 24% in that four-year period. So I think it was a unique year, yes, but I think this year we've seen the downwards trend continuing with a further 7% reduction in motor insurance. And,
Was it premiums down 7%? Claims were down kind of twice that, I think, weren't they? It's not exactly a great correlation.
Well, I think the problem here is that the cost of injury claims over that same period have gone up significantly, 73%, and that's why we do need to take further action. We need to see the new personal injury awards wash through, and we also need to make some further changes to make sure that fraud does not become an incentive. The size of the insurance
and people should pick up the phone. People should pick up the phone if they do see insurance fraud and report.
They should indeed, and we will fight it together. Absolutely.
Okay, Moya Murdoch, Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.